Hello, and welcome back to Through Imperialize, our main news show, and we're here to talk about some more interesting Star Wars news. There's a little bit of a news drop today, some breaking news finally for us, we never get that, but I am your host, Brayden Ledbetter.
I'm your co-host, Jackson DeLane.
And we are here, we are alive, we are broken and sad from the rising storm.
Chilling.
But, you know, we're just vibing over here.
I've had time to grieve. You.
Have... Oh yeah, I'm fresh. I'm like numb.
Your wound is still fresh. Yeah.
Yeah. But what have you been up to the past week or so?
Just working. I have been playing a lot of Star Wars Battlefront 2 on my computer, trying to get my levels back up and get all the stuff that I had. But I've also started playing Republic Commando. Which is very hard. Very, very hard.
Is it?
It's not what I necessarily expected. It's also the mouse is super sensitive and has old settings to not be able to change it. So I kind of have to like the twitch of a thumb shoots me across the building and I'm just not. But like I have to be really accurate for all my shots to hit. So it's a lot of spray firing and then I'm out of ammo and I got to fight my way through. And I'm just like, ugh, just messy. No, I've just been chilling. I've been working on Bloodline a lot.
Reading
a lot through Bloodline.
How far are you in Bloodline?
Probably about like 10, 12 chapters in. They're trying to make Leia the first senator.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see where that goes.
I'm kind of understanding, how this is kind of undwelling. And
it's so crazy because the story doesn't really kick into gear in Bloodline until like a little bit over halfway through. Then it just
I can kind of tell that now. And I thought that it wasn't going to be like that. I thought that the mission that her and is it Casterfo go on. I thought that was going to be the plot of the book was like their investigation on this. So now now that I'm back and I'm like, I'm starting to kind of understand where the stories are going, but I'm also like, what's happening? Where is anything? No, I'm really enjoying how Claudia Gray is telling that story.
Only she can take a story that is so political and like
and make it so
would seem
riveting
to be
too.
Mundane and be so entertaining and captivating. I love her writing.
Yeah,
so
no,
much.
It's really good. I love seeing Leia in this light because it's kind of a weird stage for Leia, and it's a weird stage to see Leia at this.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I'm really enjoying.
I don't know if they got too much into it. Have you gotten to the part where I don't want to spoil anything? Do you start to learn about like a different perspective of like what happened in like episode 6 with?
I know that
with like the
Casterfo has like his Renevan D's.
Calls her Hutt Slayer, like the hologram.
He's got the hologram. I've seen all that. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, and
he loves that she killed Jabba.
I know. Yeah, like Hutt Slayer, and he just casually calls her that. No, I really like that Renevan D's like introduction and like the describing his like mini mansion, but then like when they understand how all of his assets work, and it's just like he just keeps the bare minimum for himself, but he still splurges.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a really interesting character, and you'll see what happens down the line, but it's awesome.
No, I'm really excited. I'm glad that I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and like I love that I'm back into books. I haven't been in the books for so long, you know.
Yeah, so. we'll have to start up Imperial Book Club here soon.
What about you? What have you been doing?
Sorry, everybody, my printer's in the background screaming at me. Okay, it's just being weird.
You have mail. It's a fax.
I'm getting faxes in 2021. It's making sound still. We're going to keep talking through. I don't hear it,
so
No, but funnily enough, I know yesterday we were where we were going to record this episode, and that didn't work out. But as soon as I got home, on my desk, I had two new Star Wars shirts. That like my grandma was just kind enough to just find them and get them for me because she happened to be at Kohl's and saw them. There's a really cool Chewbacca one that says like words of wisdom. It's a big picture of Chewbacca. And then just like, has like,
grunts. That's funny.
There's another really cool. It's like Star Wars 1977, like colorful X-Wing one. It's really cool.
That reminds me, I took a blue X-Wing Fire Blue Team Rebel pilot and a Wookiee Lego figure today from Goodwill. I found them
through
Goodwill stuff, and I was like, I dumped it anyway. I dumped the whole thing because it was in shambles and pieces and no set was together, but there was a bunch of minifigs and I was just going through them. And the first thing I found was this Wookiee, and I was like, and as I was dumping it, I saw the blue pilot fall. Uh-huh. And I was like, and I like went through and found them and then just kind of quickly pocketed them.
There you go.
Yeah. I just thought that just reminded me.
What else? Finishing Rising Storm was very an emotional experience. It took me way too long to finish it. I've been so caught up with life stuff recently. I have had no time to read, and I finally got some time. I have this week off from work, and I just sat down and just powered through it. I had like 200 pages left. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit down and finish it. I don't even care. And I couldn't put it down. It was just that last half of that book, man.
It's stellar.
You can't even breathe.
Yeah, no, I'm. I was listening to that podcast today too, and they talked a lot about kind of just how Kevin Scott did a really good job pacing not many events in such a very like ordained way.
Yeah, because
there's so many points of view for like four things that happen, you know. But he just killer. He just it's so.
Well, we'll get into this more once we actually do the review itself. Hopefully, we'll get that done maybe next week sometime, at the latest. But it took me a little bit to like remember who people were, because sometimes he'll bring someone up, like in a scene, and then he'll bring them back like 100 pages later. I'll be like, wait, who's this again? I gotta go back.
I had trouble with side characters of side characters because everybody had like their own posse of people.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of Chancellor So's people, I just could not remember.
Yeah,
who
I was like, who are
like,
you?
Was just like, okay, yeah.
I was like, you know what? There's got to be a reason. And
like,
I don't really care.
Characters cross to like characters from one party meet with another, and you don't expect them to be together. So then you're like, wait a minute, who's this person? This isn't a Jedi. Who is this?
Yeah, but other than that, it was a really
emotional
experience, and it was a very captivating read. I couldn't put it down. Other than that, what have I done? I haven't really done much Star Wars wise.
How's been your figure hunts?
Dry. It is bone dry out in these parts. When it comes to figures, at least, you know, main stores I usually go to, like Target and everything like that, they're just nothing. All the same stuff. They haven't. I really hope we're getting a Force Friday this year, next month.
I have been debating buying a deluxe Bando online.
Mm.
And I think I'm going to go ahead and get it. I saw a tweet. Do you follow Yak Face on?
No.
They're based out more west side, but they keep up the dates on all of the like figure websites and stuff and like shootout links. And if figures have been stocked and spotted in places, they'll report it. But they reveal, I think it was today or yesterday, that it's called a box of something. And the picture they showed was an empty box, but people were basically explaining the term with it was that it's usually a figure they release that's got a bunch of pieces to it. And the last one that did it was this Mandalorian set that I've been looking at. The one where he's got the jetpack and Grogu and the helmet comes off and all that stuff. But this new one that's supposed to be revealed is also supposed to be the Mandalorian. So people think it might be Cobb Vanth. People think it might be Boba Fett. And it's like the figure is like the black robe he wears, but then you can put the armor on him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was neat. I think we'll probably hear some kind of news from that soon, but that was just from scouring the Twitter thread and just what people were speculating. But the image itself was a Mandalorian Black Series that had nothing in it. It just was an empty box. Mm. And they were like a new, God, what was it called? It was like a term that they called it. I'll have to look it up and find it later, but yeah, so.
Well, cool. I know we got some news stories this week. Not very many. It'll be a little bit of a shorter episode. But what do we got first?
So we're starting off. We got a new really cool Giancarlo Esposito interview. He is just a tremendous actor, I must say, before I jump in. He's so good.
And if you're listening to this and you only know him as Moff Gideon, I'm begging you to watch Breaking Bad.
So full disclosure, I've never seen Breaking Bad. I know he's in it.
He is a powerhouse in Breaking Bad. If you like him in any way, he is the best.
Is he also in Better Call Saul?
I think he shows up in Better Call Saul. Yeah.
He was good in The Boys. He was one of those roles that I was surprised he ends up that you're like, oh, hey, it's
I haven't
him.
Seen The Boys. So
he plays like the CEO of the entire company that the superheroes work for.
Oh, that's funny because he also plays a CEO in Breaking Bad.
Oh, that's funny. Then I can only imagine if they're similar characters or whatnot. But yeah, no, he plays just like he's not in it a lot. And he's not a big player, but like he also is a big player, if that makes sense.
Oh man, so. you got to watch Breaking Bad.
I do, really. It's one of those shows that everyone's like, you got to do it. And I just haven't.
Once you start
ever.
Watching it, you're going to want to binge it. Hooked. It is so good.
Anyway, yeah, maybe I will one day.
What's Giancarlo got going on?
So he said that right off the bat, filming is not happening yet for Mando season 3. It has not started yet. Which I like seeing this because it kind of low-key confirms that he's already going to be in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be more of Moff Gideon. I hope he stays the consistent villain. Quote, they just finished shooting Boba Fett and soon they will start in season 3, Esposito said. He talked about the actual Mandalorian himself, Pedro Pascal, and how Pedro is working on The Last of Us in Canada, which... He doesn't expect that to hold up. It's been on schedule and has been doing well. And I'm very excited for that show, too. It's going to be killer. Quote, we never have to wait on Pedro, Esposito said, noting that the title character wears a helmet a lot, leaving Pedro Pascal the option to voice the character when he can't be in the suit. But with Mando taking off his helmet at the end of season 2, many think that we're going to see more of Pascal's face. So season 3 is kind of important for Pedro's availability and presence. So yeah.
I think this upcoming season, he's going to be in the suit more than he has been the past two seasons.
I agree.
We're going to see him without his helmet a lot more often, too, I think.
Yeah, and I think I bet you Mando season 3 will start with or at least it'll show Pedro joining joining Bo-Katan's forces. And I think they're going to really hammer in that you don't have to take your helmet off for special occasions. You can do it casually. You can do it all the time.
Yeah, and I think they're really gonna hammer into the whole Darksaber thing and
really
what's gonna go behind that.
I am curious. A lot of people gave it a lot of crap when it came out, but they don't talk about how Bo-Katan accepted it last time she had the Darksaber. I bet you they will talk about that and kind of explain more, because there's a lot of people who watch The Mandalorian that like this is their first Star Wars. This is their first anything in that, or at least people who've only seen the movies, this is their first thing outside of that. So we kind of have to, I don't want to say baby it, but like you got to re-explain stuff and there's a lot of content to know. So you got to figure out what's important. And
there's ways of going about it to where you don't have to explain the entire plot of
whole episode. It's a crash course with Dave Filoni. Yeah,
that'd be funny. If they uploaded a funny thing to Star Wars YouTube channel where you
him in a classroom. He's like, hey guys, this is my board. We're going to talk about the Darksaber today.
Yeah.
But
cool. Let's move on here. This actually dropped today. This is kind of breaking news. Disney Parks shows off its first commercial and pricing for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, which we talked about, I think, last week. And here's what the package entails before I go through the pricing. So it looks like you get a two-night stay in a cabin or suite, ongoing immersive and interactive entertainment where choices determine your experience, food and beverage on the Star Cruiser, excluding alcoholic and specialty beverages, and a quick service meal at Docking Bay 7, food and cargo or other select locations at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Admission to Disney's Hollywood Studios for your planetary excursion to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. You get valet parking and an exclusive Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser data band, which is, you know, the magic band, the Disney magic band.
Yeah.
And the pricing is as follows. It's pretty wild.
No, I saw these.
For two guests, it is $1,209 per guest per night. Each per guest per night in a cabin, or $4,809 total. For three guests, it is $889 per guest per night, or $5,299 total. And for four guests, this is only just like if you wanted to go with a few of your buddies, $749 per guest per night, or about $6,000 total. So if you want, if you and your buddies want to get together, $2,000 each.
Yeah, an easy 10 grand you guys all want to split.
Yeah, like. It's wild. And that's, I mean, it is food included and everything like that.
Yeah, but it's like everything. Yeah.
But it's also like man, still, who's going to be able to afford that?
I saw a tweet that was the people who can afford Galaxy Star Cruiser, and it's all of the people playing in Canto Bight. It's a shot of of the like the like celebrities. And
I mean,
people.
To be fair, it will be a really cool, you know, customizable experience,
sure.
And like it's a once in a lifetime.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's one of those things where you go, you do it, you say that was fun, that was cool, and you never
and
do it again.
Never ever do it again. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. $4,000 for just
like maybe if my life depended on it, I would empty out my savings to go.
Yeah.
To
right. Like, and you would want to like stay. Obviously, you don't want to just go for like a weekend. So you'd stay in Florida, even if you did move hotels. But that's another because
it's only
you know?
Two nights. It's two
I know
nights.
That's kind of what I'm stuck on is like it's the two nights. And I get
I
that.
Wonder
like
when the check in is on the first day, I wonder if you're there early and then you get that full day. So you'd be like a 3 days
or do it.
Or if it's you check in like afternoon on one day, you're there for a full day and then you got to leave early. So it's like basically two nights, but you really only get one full day there, you know?
Yeah, that might be what it is.
Because I wonder if it's like you check in at like 3 p.m.
Because obviously then, like from the trailer too, like they get attacked and it talks about how you can align with either the First Order or the Resistance. I bet you it'll end like the attack will end and it's just like, okay, we escaped. We're back here. Like, get off.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if it's one of those things. It's kind of like a hotel where like you check in at 3 p.m. You have that night. You have that day and night. You get the one full day and then you got to. And then you got to check out at like 11 a.m. on the third day. So you really get one full day. Man, that would. That's a lot of money for that. I mean, you do get all. It's like basically everything included. You get even valet parking. You get park tickets. You get free food, except for alcoholic beverages. But still, is it even worth it at that point?
For doing that for like a day and a half.
Essentially. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's pretty wild. Maybe, you know, maybe. The older it gets, the cheaper it'll get. But I don't see that happening in the foreseeable future, at least.
No.
So.
No, not unless enough people make a stir or they don't make enough money off of it.
Yeah. Or people are going to go do it.
It's Disney. Yeah, it's
even if they can't afford it, people are going to get loans
Star
out
Wars
to go
through,
do
yeah,
this.
People are going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. But it's not something I'm going to ever gonna be able to afford to do anytime soon. So cool. What do we got next?
So up next, a little news thingy. It's kind of a rumor, but like it's kind of just what we're speculating with it. A new book placeholder that was codenamed on the website Penguin Random House showed that a placeholder for a space opera titled Proxima appeared to have with a release date of March 1st of 2022. And it's codenamed Proxima and it will be written by Ballantine, which is apparently that's like the unusual part of this. It's like it's weird. It's like
it's a usual placeholder name for Star Wars
like
authors.
Why that? So it's like I said, it's supposed to be released March 1st, 2022. Are we thinking it's going to be kind of its own thing or do you think it'll be more?
I think it's going to be a Lady Proxima book.
Yeah, probably.
From Solo. It's going to be a Lady Proxima book. Because I wonder if. This is kind of interesting. I wonder if, you know, with the Lando series.
Yeah.
Which we haven't heard anything about. I'm wondering if they will use novels and stuff to kind of because I wonder if they're going to tie in Han with the Lando series at all, or if it's just going to be a Lando series. Who knows? But I'm thinking because Proxima was like a big part of Han Solo's youth, right, in Solo. So I'm wondering, I don't know, I'm talking out of my butt here, but I'm just wondering what,
no, I kind
what
of
is
agree
the
with
reason
you
for releasing a Proxima book, if that is what indeed what this is, we don't know. But if this is a Proxima book, what's the point in releasing it 3 years after Solo?
It may just be an early Han Solo book, and it's
like a young Han Solo book.
But the villain is Lady Proxima.
Yeah, who knows?
And it ends with wherever Solo starts with.
Yeah, but the thing about that is
it's weird.
You also know how it's going to end. Like, you know, yeah, okay, fair. This is where this is going. You know.
Yeah, I bet you could say that with literally anything that would go with Lady Proxima.
Yeah, so I don't know. Who knows? I mean, it could just be literally just a code name, and then it's going to be something entirely different. Yeah, and they're just like, let's codename it Proxima because it's just this quirky character from Solo.
Okay,
but it's
well,
totally
then
something
let's
else.
Let's think of this. Who are people like Lady Proxima that would have a book that makes sense?
Oh.
And do you think it'll be High Republic, or do you think it'll
you
be
know what?
Its
you know
own
what?
Era?
Give me a Cid book.
Honestly, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Give
that's
me
kind
a
of what I was
Cid
leaning
book
towards is like,
yeah.
Cid. What? Where did Cid come from?
Yeah.
All that fun stuff. Yeah, honestly,
fun.
That would be fun. So, yeah, that's all that is about that. Just kind
yeah,
of,
just
we'll,
a little
obviously,
rumor.
We'll get to figure out whatever that is, and we'll find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's got
to
be announced soon if it's coming out next March.
Yeah, right.
So, whatever it is, if it even, you know, we don't even know. Nothing's confirmed. Could just be nothing. But,
yeah, watch it disappear
kinda
in the next week.
Moving on here. So I don't know if everybody saw, but there is a new photo from the that Star Wars Disney Gallery Mandalorian that's supposed to be coming out about the Luke Skywalker
comes
thing. There's a new photo that came
this
out.
This month, doesn't it?
Yeah, it comes out in a couple weeks, actually. So there was a new photo that came out showing Mark Hamill on set holding Grogu, and we got R2-D2 next to him over there. A couple things about this. One, I know we heard a little early on, like right after this episode aired, that a lot of the actors said they didn't even know that Mark Hamill would be in the show. Like apparently he was not on set with everybody else. So I'm wondering if they shot Mark on set on a different set.
Yeah.
And
or
also
brought him in later, like finished all of the.
Yeah, and I mean, Ming-Na Wen even said that R2 was painted green when they were on set, just to hide the fact that it was even R2.
Huh.
Because I know a lot of people were told, I remember Katie Sackhoff saying that she was told that it was like by Dave Filoni that it was going to be Plo Koon.
Yeah.
At the end there. So, I don't know. Do you think there's anything to be learned or revealed from this BTS kind of documentary we're going to be getting?
I think everyone's going to watch it for the reason of how extensively did they use Mark, especially
and,
for
yeah,
the deepfake.
And to see Mark. Yeah.
Yeah. And to see Mark. I'm curious to watch all of this and then like even see how secretive it was, like who all knew. You know?
Yeah. What levels they went to in order to keep the secret,
right,
because this is the one thing from season 2 that did not get
that
leaked at all.
Yeah. Just blew everyone
Ahsoka
away.
Got leaked. Cobb Vanth got leaked. Boba Fett got leaked.
Bo-Katan, yeah.
Bo-Katan got leaked. Yeah, everyone got leaked besides
yes,
Luke.
And it's just, yeah.
Wild.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely interested. I was really disappointed that they didn't add it in the season 2 gallery episode.
I was confused on why, and then I was like, COVID, yeah, I'm sure.
I guess, but like, you could at least talked about it a little bit, but like, I'm also glad that we're getting its own episode. Like,
yeah,
that's
it'll be
all
fun.
We're talking about.
I think it's supposed to be like a 30 minute to 45 minute little episode of Disney Gallery, so it'll be cool to see.
Yeah, that'll be good content.
What do we got next wrapping up our news stories?
So this one was fun. This was just announced yesterday, I believe. But a new Lego Star Wars movie will be coming out on Disney Plus. These are kind of fun and cute and quirky. But Lego Star Wars Terrifying Tales is coming in October on Disney Plus. Disney and Lucasfilm have just announced an all-new animated special in the vein of last year's blocky holiday special. In time around, the story will be spooky, but still family-friendly, and take our heroes to Mustafar in a non-canon post-episode 9 romp. The synopsis reads as follows. Quote, after the events of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, Poe Dameron and BB-8 make an emergency landing on the volcanic planet Mustafar, where they meet the greedy and conniving Gorbala the Hutt. The crime boss has purchased Darth Vader's castle and is renovating it into the galaxy's first all-inclusive Sith-inspired luxury hotel.
I love that so much.
I saw that as a tweet that was like, all-inclusive Sith-inspired luxury hotel is the best thing to read.
I love it.
While waiting for his X-Wing to be repaired, Poe, BB-8, Gorbala, and Dean, a plucky, courageous young boy who works as Gorbala's mechanic, venture deep into the mysterious castle with Vader's loyal servant, Vanae. Along the way, Vanae shares three creepy stories linked to ancient artifacts and iconic villains from across all eras of Star Wars. As Vanae spins his tales and lures our heroes deeper into the shadowy underbelly of the castle, a sinister plan emerges. With the help of Dean, Poe, and BB-8, Poe and BB-8 will have to face their fears, stop an ancient evil from rising, and escape to make it back to their friends. It will debut on October 1st exclusively on Disney Plus. This is gonna slap.
It's gonna be
this is gonna be awesome.
It's like you watch the holiday special,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Bonkers, like.
It's so funny and stupid. I love it so much.
No, yeah, this will be a lot of fun. And all of those shorts too on Disney Plus are really fun too. And like the animated movie, the Lego animated movies.
Did you ever watch the Freemaker Adventures? I think it was on Disney XD or something. It was on like during the day, like during the week, and it was called
Daytime Disney.
Yeah, it was called Lego Star Wars The Freemaker Adventures. It was actually kind of a cute little fun show. It's not canon or anything.
Yeah, I don't think anything Lego is canon.
No, but Lego Star Wars isn't really canon. But this will be another one, just one of those fun Lego. It'll be very holiday special-esque. It'll be cool to see Mustafar again.
I kind of wanted it to be, and I hope it does end up being like the Simpsons, like Treehouse of Horrors, where they just go through random, like, they just tell different scary stories with those characters.
Or like the stories are alternative versions of like things that have happened in the galaxy.
Yeah.
Like Anakin slaying the younglings, but it's like an alternative version of it. Or yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Or isn't the murder of children hilarious?
The Youngling Slayer 9000.
The Youngling Slayer 9000. But yeah.
The famous? I can't pull it off my wall. Never mind. I was going to pull it off and ignite it, but
So do we have we have this coming out on October 1st. Do we have a release date for Book of Boba Fett, or they just give us a ballpark still?
December. That's all it says, December.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'll be October 1st, and then 2 months later, hopefully, we'll be getting Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, that's all I want.
I know.
That's all I need.
Do you think, at this point, are you more excited for Book of Boba Fett, or are you more excited for Kenobi?
I want to say Book of Boba Fett, just because I don't know how they're going to tell that story. How do you bring back a character and then like give him the spotlight that everyone's kind of been wanting for?
Yeah.
Whereas with Obi-Wan, we've got a lot of Obi-Wan content, and like there is a lot of Obi-Wan, but that isn't saying I don't think about Kenobi every day. You know, like I'm very, very, very excited for Kenobi, but I also don't know enough.
Yeah, I think that's what excites me most about Kenobi, is that we're exploring an era that we know nothing about.
Yeah.
So I think if I could only watch one or the other, I would have to say Kenobi, but
yeah, I'm just interested to see what they'll pull off with Book of Boba Fett.
It'll be cool.
It'll be cool either way. And I know Kenobi is probably going to be more of like a drama. Which I am big hype about that for.
Yeah.
That's gonna be rad.
This will be more of like a cool action piece.
Something that turn
every
my brain
episode
off,
will have
but
set
just
pieces.
Fanboy over it.
Yeah. Every episode will have big set pieces, so it'll be cool to see. Well, cool. I think that just about does us for this week. A little bit of a shorter episode, as we said. But if you'd like to find us on the social medias, you can find us on Instagram at Through Imperialized Pod, Twitter at Imperialized Pod, and YouTube at Through Imperialized Podcast. Jackson, where can they find you?
As always, you can find me on Twitter at QuaxonScaling. That's QUACKSON, and then scaling like the triangle. And then you can follow my photography Instagram, which is Daleen_photography, which is DALEEN_photography. Yeah, Brayden, what are your socials?
My socials are as follows. You can find me on Instagram at Brayden Ledbetter, and you can find me on Twitter at Braydathlon. You can find me on Letterboxd at B Ledbetter. And do not forget to hit up our Apple Podcast, leave that rating, leave that review. It really helps out the show and helps us get some more listens. And if you don't have that, you can hit up our Spotify, all of our other podcast streaming platform things. Leave that subscription, leave that rating, leave that review. Everything helps. Even if you just, you know, press the play button and mute us, that's also cool too.
We'll take it. Yeah.
We'll take it. Yeah, honestly. And if you didn't know, we might have a late Bad Batch this coming weekend. We'll try to get it in as soon as possible. We try to give dates when it comes to Bad Batch, but every time we tell you guys when we're going to release an episode, it doesn't happen. So honestly, we're not going to do that.
It comes out on the weekend.
It comes out this weekend. We'll say that.
Or it won't.
Or it won't. And if it doesn't, we didn't say it did.
Yeah, or
did that make sense?
If it does, we did.
We did. How about that? That's pretty good. We should patent that.
That's gonna be our motto for Bad Batch. That's our closing, and be like, alright. And if we released it this week.
If it doesn't, we didn't say it did. And if it does, it did.
Yeah.
How about that? And then, as always, if you don't really care about Bad Batch, you can check us out back here next week talking about some news next Thursday, so be sure to do that. And until we see you the next time, may the Force be with you.